We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get to Chris Mullin here, and then we'll get to Dave Gettleman. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Mo. Chris, welcome. How are you?
Mike, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell me, how nervous was it? Did you? What were you thinking? Were you worried after the Big East tournament? Were you worried leading up to it? What'd you think?
Tell you the truth, Mike, you know, things have changed so much. There's so many different calculations people use now, so you don't really know which ones they're really going to emphasize. I felt good about the way we played for the most part. You know, I thought the Big East overall was underrated as a league. But I tell you what, after the, you know, after they went through the first three brackets, it got pretty tense. In the room. I still felt pretty good, but I tell you what, I haven't been around an explosion like that emotionally in a long, long time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for the kids. Now, you know what, makes no difference. How about playing in the play-in game? What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, like you said, it makes no difference. Everyone in the tournament starting from zero, and I really think the teams that come in there with a nice, fresh mindset and fresh physically have an advantage. I think we'll be juiced up and ready to go.
Chris, your team's an interesting team. You've had high points, you've had low points. You've also had to deal with injuries. You didn't have a lot of depth this year. The Heron injury was a problem for you, no question. First of all, how healthy is he right now?
Yeah, the team's all good. Physically, we're good to go. That's being polite, Mike, saying we're an interesting team. You know, when we're really good, when we're active defensively, we're out, you know, playing with passion edge, we're really, really tough. You know, like most teams, making shots has an effect on us, I think, you know, emotionally. But when we play well, it's really about our defense, and we take care at least halfway decently on the defensive glass.
Well, listen, you got to rebound, and that's a big issue, obviously, and also keeping teams from parading to the foul line on you is another one. That's another one that's killed you this year.
Correct. The big teams, you know, DePaul, Providence, and David killed us on the boards, and like you said, the free throw line. So combination, you know, when you're small, you have to, you know, do the fundamental box out, get them over the back ball, get a few charges, and that kind of flips the game to a small ball advantage.
But I've always thought, Chris, that in the tournament, it helps when you have players who can guard people interchangeably, and it's rare when you have that, and your team does that when they want to guard, can do that as well as anybody.
Yeah, we can switch across the board 1 through 5. I think it does help. Not many players at any level these days might kill you in the post. So if you're smart, you confront the post, you know, get the team to play deep into the shot clock. And then the key is that, you know, when you do get that stop, you got to get that rebound and get out and run.
I want to mention one kid who I thought was your guy who deserves the credit this year and the praise. Figueroa, I thought, had a terrific year for you guys.
He really did, Mike. Came on quick, and I thought, you know, he's got great instincts offensively and defensively. But he surprised me coming on so quickly, you know, making that transfer from the junior college level.
What you think about Arizona State?
They're very similar to us. They're athletic. They like to get up and down, play at a fast pace. They've got three really good perimeter players. They'll play one or two bigs at a time. And their bigs are more athletic and kind of crash the board. So it's something we've got to really concentrate on. But it should be a really good game. It should be a high-octane, fast-paced game, I think.
Your senior year, you went to the Final Four. You led a team to the Final Four. Is that something you talk to your kids? I know it's a long time ago. Do you talk to your kids about that stuff?
Not really, Mike. Like you said, so long ago, I really don't like talking about the past too much. You know, in the past few days, I've heard a lot of different stories. I saw something in the paper that Coach Konaseka went. They were last team in 79, made a nice run. So there's a lot of stuff out there. I really like my players to forge their own identity and make their own magic.
How do you feel about this team? You know, a lot of people said St. John's didn't guard late. They had a tough finish. Doesn't matter now. It's a new day as you start the tournament. How do you feel about your club right now?
Yeah, I think we've had enough good experiences, Mike, to fall back on, and we've had enough, you know, adversity to also, you know, guard ourselves and play kind of, you know, like I said, we've had a nice comeback from Villanova down 19. We also blew some leads. So I think across the board, we played against Duke. So we've had a lot of experiences together. I think they'll all come in handy. But the one thing that we know, we got to play, you know, energetic, passionate, and really dictate tempo. And that's our game. So we got to go out there and make sure we do that.
Listen, good luck. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck in the game.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you very much. Chris Mullin, nice of him to stop by to get ready for Arizona State in the play-in game. They have been a very different team. They have been a team that sometimes is missing shots and is very lackadaisical defensively, and sometimes they will get into it and they will shut you down defensively. They can be a very unique team because it's basically interchangeable parts. They have scorers. They have some guys. Now, they have trouble with big teams. They have trouble getting beat up on the boards. That's a problem for them. They're much better against an athletic team on the perimeter. They're better against that kind of team. They can beat somebody. They beat Villanova this year. They beat Marquette twice this year. They can win this game if they play a game. We'll see what kind of game they show up with when they take on Arizona State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.